Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
We've come today at the end of Luke chapter number 7 to one of the most tender stories Jesus ever told, and the setting of it is really what makes it so precious. It's a picture of the grace and the mercy of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, Luke records about 35 different parables, and 19 of them, he is the only one who records them. This is one of those. Let's read it together, beginning in Luke chapter 7 and verse number 41. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, Jesus said. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. Now pause just a moment. The principle of the parable is so plain, so obvious, that even Simon, the Pharisee, this religious leader, who was not a believer, did not yet receive and accept the Messiah, he even understood it. It seems so plain. The interpretation of the parable is that those who are forgiven much love the most. So the more you realize you're a sinner, and the more you have experienced the forgiveness and mercy of God, the more grateful you are, and the more you love the one who has shown you that forgiveness. Now, why is this parable even being told? Remember, I told you it's so tender because of its setting. You have to back up and read in the previous verses, because in the previous verses, while Jesus is sitting in the house of Simon the Pharisee having a meal, the Bible says that a woman which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. And that is the moment where Jesus told the story. Are you starting to see how Jesus is about to use this parable to reveal both the heart of Simon, the heart of the woman, and the heart of God? The heart of Simon was he was a Pharisee. He was a hypocrite. He didn't realize he was even a sinner. The heart of the woman was that she had been so changed by the love of Jesus. She didn't care what anybody thought of her. She didn't care who saw her. She wanted to just lavish worship and praise on him because he was worthy of it. And of course, the heart of Jesus was a heart for all sinners. So if we understand the interpretation, what's the revelation? What do we learn about our God? Well, several things. First of all, that God knows our hearts. Maybe you're a religious person like Simon. Maybe you've lived a very worldly life like this woman. But I want you to know God doesn't look on the outward appearance. The Lord looks on the heart. The Lord Jesus knew Simon's heart. He knew this woman's heart. He knows my heart, and he knows your heart. He knows you better than you know you. The Lord knows your heart. But not only that, this is so important. The same one who knows our hearts forgives our sins. You see, by comparison, if you're simply looking at it from the human standpoint, everybody in the room would have said that this very religious man was a much better citizen of the community than this woman was, who had lived such an immoral lifestyle. And yet, I love this. Jesus Christ came to forgive sinners. And frankly, the only sinners that he will give that forgiveness to are those who acknowledge that they're sinners. You see, sometimes the problem with religious people is they've let their religion substitute for God. They've let their good work substitute for God's nature. And by the way, that's a very cheap substitute. It's not enough. It falls short. But very often, it's difficult to get religious people to even recognize that they are sinners and to confess their lost condition and their need of Jesus. But a woman like this, who's hit bottom, who's full of shame and guilt and condemnation, she recognizes her great need. Have good news for you. The same Lord who knows our hearts is willing to forgive our sins. And then he is also ready to receive our worship. This woman came on a mission. It was a mission of worship. She barged into the house. She interrupted a dinner party. She did for him what even his host had not done. Simon had not been very kind to the Lord Jesus. Oh, he invited him to supper, maybe as a spectacle, I don't know. But he had not even performed the most basic Eastern courtesy of washing his feet, having a servant to wash his feet. And yet, what does this woman do? That very lowly, humble task, because her heart is overcome with love for Jesus Christ. Yes, he's the one who knows our hearts, forgives our sins, and receives our worship. So, if we understand the interpretation, and we see the revelation, what is the application? Well, I hope by now you're beginning to make the application to your own heart, and the Holy Spirit is pressing it home. It is this: we're all sinners. You may be a worldly sinner, or you may be a religious sinner, but either way, dear friend, you and I are all sinners. The Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good. We're all gone out of the way. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not one of us is perfect. Not one of us can say we've never sinned and that we deserve to go to heaven through our own merit. This is where the mercy of God comes in. We all need forgiveness. And maybe like this woman, you feel like your life is broken today. Well, I want you to know Jesus specializes in helping heal broken people. This beloved physician, Dr. Luke, records for us what the great physician did for this woman. He radically changed her life, and he'll change your life. Just simply say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, and you'll know his mercy. He will forgive you. And then, maybe you're the religious person. Maybe you're the person that's been looking at everybody else, thinking what bad sinners they are, but missing the sinfulness of your own heart. Remember, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Would you just pause and acknowledge your need of Jesus Christ today? Acknowledge that only Christ can forgive your sins. And then, let's make this application. If your sins have been forgiven, do what this woman did. Pour the love on Jesus. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Who cares what anybody else says? Who cares what anybody else thinks? And who cares what everybody else does? You be a person overflowing with worship and gratitude to Almighty God today. In the story Jesus told, one person was forgiven 500 pence. That's about $50. The other, 50 pence. That's about $6. And of course, Jesus' point was that the more you're forgiven, the more grateful you are, the more love you show. But let me just tell you, you can't put a price tag on the salvation of our souls. It's priceless. It's eternal. It's precious. Jesus Christ has forgiven us all of our sins. He's washed us from our sins in his own blood and declared us righteous and made it so we could spend eternity with him in a perfect heaven. What a Savior Jesus is. If you need to be forgiven, come to Jesus today and know that he is ready to receive you. And if you have come to Jesus, come to him again, this time in worship and praise, and know that he is worthy and willing to receive your worship and your praise. Great forgiveness should mean in our lives great love.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.